Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. If you're just joining us, don't forget, go to goodlifeguy.com or go directly to knssradio.com and search up The Good Life. There's a at my website, goodlifeguy.com, there's a listen live, or click on it, and there's a way to go right to KNSS to my page so you don't have to hunt through it. And you can download the podcast. Good fun. Transitioning, excuse me, to the wine of the week, which I have been sniffing and sipping. We'll tell you more about that. But then, speaking of wine, I spend an inordinate amount of time at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. I've probably seen some of you in there. And this time of year is so cool. There's some great buys in sparkling wine because, yes, bubbles tend to be popular during the holidays. They should be popular year-round. but this year, oftentimes, as 2018 comes to a close, or any year, the manufacturers, the producers of some fine wine, across every price spectrum, come up with some rebates. And if you're on the email list for Jacob Liquor Exchange, you would have seen all kinds of great things that have been advertised and with killer rebates. I'm talking, you know, $36, $40 on 12 bottles, things like that. And the list on this week's ad, which the prices are good through the 13th of December, if you're having a holiday party, this is the time to stock up. Not only are the wines on sale, how about Rodney Strong Cab? Normally it's around $20 and change. For $13 and change, with a $36 rebate. One of the best ones, and I've already taken advantage of this, one of the top 100 wines for the wine enthusiasts, Substance Cabernet, that's the one with the C sub S on the front. Regularly, $20, $19 and change, for $11.99 and a $40 rebate on 12. So think of it. You're paying about $12 a bottle for 12 bottles, and then you get 40 back. You're really knocking a dent in the price. And there's so many other ones. Too many to list. Carnivore Cab, Coppola Merlot, Bogle Merlot. One of the best deals going, and this is really, this is, even if you're not having a holiday party, you ought to get this. It's Klein Cellars California Zin. It's their entry level Zin. It's not real fancy, but it's infinitely quaffable. It's regularly around $12 a bottle. It's on sale for $7.99. But wait, that's not all. Buy a case and get a $50 rebate. How about wine gifts for your friends that like wine? Klein Cellars California Zin for $7.99 a bottle is a steal. And then you get $50 back on 12. There's all kinds of neat stuff. Chateau Saint Jean Chardonnay, Bogle Chardonnay, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc from Matua, $8.99 on sale. $30 rebate. Unbelievable. It's Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. It's the wine boys' paradise, if you will. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, and now, speaking of wine, before we talk about the wine of the week, excuse me, let me toot my own horn. No, let me just tell you about it, and you can toot my horn. WSU Winter Wine Classes for 2019. The classes are two Mondays in a row, not four, so it's an easier thing to schedule. And they're the same date in the 2 months that we're doing them. In February, it's the 4th and the 11th. On the 4th, we're going to do port. And you'll go, what? I'm going to get seven different types of port? Yes, you are. And you're going to learn how port's made, what it goes good with, and why you should keep port in your house. Any port in a storm. Oh, I had to throw that in there. But really, it's the wine that made Portugal famous, and there's a reason for that. And even if you think you like port, I will teach you some things that will make you like it even more. If you don't like port, I'll convince you. That's February 4th. On February 11th, it's all about sherry from Jerez de la Frontera in the southern Spain. It is literally sunshine from the south of Spain. And if you've had any sherry at all, you probably have preconceived notion. Grandma used to drink cream sherry, blah, blah, blah. Somebody gave you a Fino Manzanilla. Clear, bone dry, a very unique flavor, an acquired taste. You're going to get the full spectrum from bone dry to dessert wine, and the colors alone are worth this class. And more importantly, both of these classes, the port class on February 4th and the sherry class on the 11th, will include some food items, because both of these wines benefit from having the right foods side by side with the different types of port or sherry that you're going to drink. So that's the first series of classes, two Mondays in a row, 7 to 9 p.m., February 4th and 11th. The catalog for all these classes comes out like the first week in January, something like that. But if you go to the community education part of WSU's continuing education, you can send Linda Ambler, the director, an email and get on the email list, and then you will get notification when the catalog comes out. And why is that important? Because that's when you can go online and sign up for the classes. I think both of these classes will fill up quick. So the first series is two classes, Port and Sherry. The second series is March 4th and March 11th. On March 4th, we'll do Cabernet. March 11th, we'll do Merlot. And this is an opportunity to do a varietal comparison. Seven beautiful Cabernets in front of you, from a $9 bottle to a $39 bottle, for example, from all over the globe, different producer technique, different microclimates, the same grape. It'll be really fun, and we'll talk about Cab and Merlot. Again, WSU Winter Wine Classes. Don't forget, if you go to goodlifeguy.com, a couple buttons in from the top left is my October 2019 New Zealand Wine Tour. Had to plug that, too. Now, okay, let's talk about the wine of the week. It's available at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. It's the first of the 2017s to be released. It's one of those wines that somebody got access to some grape juice early, put a label on it. The label is called Torchbearer, and it is a Napa Valley Cabernet. And it just smells so pretty. I mean, it's beautiful, dark and rich in color, and you black fruit. It's like maybe even a hint of blueberry, almost Malbec-ish, if you will. Mm. And then you take a lip smack and sip, and you get some subtle, fine tannin, some nice astringency from the acidity in the tannin. Soft oak, not overdone with that, and some of these savory spices that finish up, and it makes me want to eat dinner. Oh, this wine's so good. It's a little pricey. I think it was around $25, but it's a 2017 Napa Cab, and we have been so lucky. And as we were discussing last night, some people... The Donnellan family lost one of their prized vineyards to the fire in Sonoma. But the reality of it is so few vineyards were lost in toto because of the fire. There was some fringe burning, that kind of thing. But I think the Donnellans are one of a small handful of people that lost significant amounts. This wine is so good. 2017 is going to be a great year. You can get a preview by getting a bottle of Torchbearer. 2017 Napa Cab. It is rich and dark and deep and really aromatic, and it makes me want to have a strip steak with mushroom and some of this red wine in there and a little beef broth and a little flour and thicken it up and make a mushroom sauce on slices of Casey's strip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is good. Well, I hope you had fun with this program, and I hope that you'll continue to have fun every Saturday here on KNSS. And it's not just 1330 anymore. It's 98.7 as well. Go to goodlifeguy.com, see what's coming up next.